Ramble.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm one of your hosts, Becky, and I'm joined by Maggie.
Hello.
And Rachel.
Hello.
Okay. Baby boy is here. Yes. Ariel is not. Me. We wish she was, just so we could pass the baby between us as we pod.
Yes.
Ariel, if you're listening, that's an option.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Always be a permanent guest.
Yes. I know.
I would love to just run around with him. During VidCon, I used to put Wes on, like when he was teeny tiny and he was in his little like front
baby
carrier. Mm-hmm. And Ariel would be like, you really don't have to do that. It's okay. And I was like, give me the baby. Put him in. And he would just fall asleep and we'd walk around. Yeah. And people would be like, your baby's so cute. And I'd be like, it's not my baby.
It's not my baby.
I didn't have this baby, but I'm going to hold it and pet its little head. Such a sweet little bub.
I think I've told this story on one of the pods, but I literally like had a sleeping Wes in my arms and interviewed someone for Second Try with him asleep in my arms. It's like, this isn't my child, but I'm having a very nice time.
Oh, we love it. We're so excited for baby boy to come visit us one day.
Yes, we are.
But in the meantime, we have some other exciting things going on this week. Mm-hmm. It is the world premiere.
The film is called Behind the Try, Guys documentary.
Got it. So this week we have the world premiere of Behind the Try, a Try Guys documentary.
And we're going to broadcast it so people can join us virtually. We're having a backyard world premiere. So we're dressing up a backyard to look like the Grammys, the Oscars, the Tonys, best we can.
And then we're all going to watch the doc, which I don't know if you've probably seen the full. I've seen a version from like months ago.
I know. 120 times, like in the last few months.
Yeah. I remember Zach just being on the phone with you constantly and just different versions of it airing in our household.
Tell me truthfully, Maggie, how many times were Zach and I on the phone and Zach was in the bathtub?
I don't think I was there for the bathtub. Did he call you in the bathtub?
I know he called Devlin, the editor and like story writer of the doc, from the bathtub because that came out. And I was like, we've been talking on the phone a lot.
I don't think
I wonder how often you were in the bathtub.
Oh my God.
He hasn't confessed.
No, I don't think I was there for bathtub chat. Devlin and him, he'd always be like, hey, Devlin would call and be like, hey, you have 5 minutes. And it would turn into like an hour. And Zach would
dinner would be on the table. Stay on the phone for an hour.
Yeah.
But each, like they're no good together.
But if Zach's on the phone with you in the tub, that means you're a family.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. Everyone knows we've made this movie. We're very excited for it. It's on, there's like a live world premiere you can join and then watch the film, or you can get it on your iTunes, your Google, your Amazon the next day. But rewind all the way back to last summer and tell me what you guys were up to when they were shooting this movie. So the guys were like preparing to go on tour. Mm-hmm. I was not around. I was on maternity leave. So I have no idea what was happening at Second Try. although I did come and watch the LA show with you. And what were you guys up to? What did you think of their show, of their rehearsals? I know you saw that. Mm-hmm. Of them leaving town for a while? Just take me back. Tell me all about it.
I know. I think that the first show that they ended up performing was in the LA show, which was double stressful for them because not only was friends and family were going to be there, but like other creators and like lots of fans. So I think it was, I thought they did a fantastic job, but comparing to what it was in New York, Boston, and Philly, like towards the end of their U.S. tour.
Mm-hmm. The first show was still kind of like a rehearsal.
It was a rehearsal. I remember leaving the first show really excited. They had fireworks and like pyro.
They did have pyro.
Our families were all there. It was really emotional. But seeing how all their hard work had come together was just, and like seeing the product, I mean, it didn't really hit me until like they were on stage and I was like so nervous for them. But seeing all their work come together and it being palatable for people that like, especially family members that don't follow the Try Guys, like video per video per video per video, I think the show was a good culmination of what their message is and what they're about. So I thought it was really cool to watch it come together and be able to see the show change so drastically from start to finish.
So you saw the LA show, the Boston, New York, and Philly shows as well?
Yeah, so I saw the beginning. All of us saw the first show, I believe. And then Becky and I flew to the East Coast for, well, Becky has friends in Boston. Mm-hmm. And then it was also Zach's birthday in New York. Oh. Which was like perfect timing for his birthday because he grew up in New York.
Maybe his dad did it that way.
I asked, I was like, Adam, what is the timing? He's like, it just kind of happened, but it was all his friends and family in high school. Yeah. And watching the audience just sing happy birthday to him, it was cute. And I know Keith had a birthday as well. So it was a long summer of touring.
Yeah. I didn't go to the New York show, but I went to Boston, Philly. And somewhere else in between. I wasn't able to go to the Chicago show because of work, but my parents were able to go, which was really fun.
Oh, my entire extended family of in-laws went to the show in Milwaukee and they made it into the dock. I'm literally watching a cut of the dock and I'm like, Aunt Cindy?
That's so cute.
Aunt Cindy. Oh, and Lulu and Jer and my mother-in-law, Melissa. It was so weird and wild. I forgot that they had gone and they went backstage and they made it.
They made it.
The final cut.
They made it. Uncredited extras.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just really fun to see. And like for like me personally, seeing Keith get to go, and like that's been his dream forever, is to like sing comedy music. And
Since he was born.
Yeah. So he wrote all the music for the show. And then Jay, is that the guy who mixes?
It's Jay.
Yeah, Jay. They worked really closely to like record the backup vocals and mix everything. So while like they were doing all of that, was really cool to see Keith's sort of brain work on those things, because I don't normally get to like sit with him while he's working on like comedy music. And then just getting to see him like play French horn on stage. Like he went to college to play French horn and now he got to play French horn on stage in front of like thousands and thousands of kids. Like that's just such a cool, watching someone get their dream.
Yeah. Wasn't he the like best French horn player in the state of Illinois one year or something?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He's definitely been on. He did like a lot of the all-state bands and that's why he went to Illinois State, was to play French horn. So it's just cool to see him get to like play music that he liked and sing and dance and do all the things that like make him so happy. And then it was really stressful right before we went to Australia, because during the same period of time was when he was on Bring the Funny. So it was a lot of like really long days.
I mean, when it rains, it pours.
Yeah. But it was fun. It was so fun to get them, like, get to see them do, like, seeing Eugene do his big drag performance with all of the amazing, like, music, and seeing Zach talk about his childhood and see, the beautiful pictures of Ned and Ariel and Wes. Like, it was just very, like, focused. And I just thought it was just such a... Yeah, I got, like, very emotional at the first one because I was like, he's living his dream. Yeah.
I did, too. I think Maggie and I sat together, and I was brought to tears several times. And I was like, maybe I'm just a postpartum mom, but I'm so proud of them.
I know. The Try Guys special is when they make you, like, laugh so hard that your abs hurt and then cry so hard.
And then cry.
Yeah.
Well, did you know, actually, that... This was a joke I made on a call that we've turned into a real thing, that we're making a vinyl of that song. We're making a record.
Oh, of Hey Bitch?
No.
Just Hey Bitch.
Like on the B-side. No.
Legends of the Internet. Oh, that's so cute.
So you guys can play Keith's, I mean, all the guys are on it, but Keith wrote the song. You can play his vinyl.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I saw the cover for it. Zach showed me it. Yeah, it looks really cool. Yeah.
So the guys have a long history. I've been along on the ride for this many times, of dreaming up a really big, really outrageous, really bombastic idea 2 weeks before it's due.
Oh, yeah.
And they, like, dream really big, and then they go, 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 and they almost don't make it, but then they do. So... They dreamed up this tour. I know they did not give themselves enough time to rehearse, because why would that ever happen? They're just so busy all the time. Talk to me about the dress rehearsal you guys watched in Ojai. You were in Ventura, right?
Yeah, and that was their first time with tech.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like being from...
And costumes.
Yeah. Being from a performing background, I was like, this isn't going to be perfect. If it's your first time with tech, it's going to be a lot of like stop and start.
Yeah.
And describe what being with tech means.
So it's when you're doing your live performance for the first time with costumes, with lighting cues, with sound cues, with... I mean, they didn't have any pyro at this like rehearsal, but it's basically like the first time that you have like your mics and your like a lot of technical things can go wrong. So I was kind of prepared for not like a final product. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't know. I remember Ariel was like, what is happening?
I know. She was.
And I was like, it's okay. It's okay.
It was like Ariel being okay. Like, what's going on? And then me painfully optimistic, like, it's going to be great. Don't worry, guys.
It was their first time with tech, but it was their last rehearsal before the LA show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I didn't realize that.
But I think they scheduled another one
concerning.
In between. Yeah.
After that.
But not with tech. Yeah.
What people don't know is then that they left town and went to New York on a book tour because they had also written a book and they were promoting the book.
And that was Keith's birthday.
That was Keith's birthday. And so they had this like last rehearsal. They went to New York for a week. They came back and they did the LA show. Mm-hmm. I think that was pretty nerve-wracking.
Yeah, there was like a lot of crunch time. Mm-hmm. There was not stressful. A lot of time to do a lot of the things that they would have wanted. And I think that the tour started out, they were going to just do a podcast tour. And then they were like, no,
supposed to be.
If we're only going to do this once, we don't know if they're going to do it again, but like, we're going to do this right. And so they gave it 110% of their
them,
all.
Like they, oh, let's do a podcast tour to promote the book. It's going to be four stools, four mic stands. That's it. And we'll go around and we'll talk about the book. Or a book tour where you go to like bookstores and you sign books, right? And instead they created... like this giant musical, like hour and a half long original, like choreography number with pyrotechnics and like, what's that called? The round thing that spins?
Like a turntable.
Yeah, yeah. The turntable on the stage.
That belonged to Kiss. Did you know that?
The band?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's wild. I don't know how they got... access to that, but yeah, that was.
And I love that Kiss has their turntable.
Yeah,
that's
Kiss's turntable. I liked, well, liked and disliked because they were, you know, gone for a long time. Mm-hmm. But the plus side was that Wesley was pretty fresh, and Ned obviously didn't want to leave Wes for any like extended period of time because he's a developing baby. Uh-huh. So we actually got the guys back like pretty on the reg. It was like every three-ish weeks.
They would come home
and be home for like a couple days. I think there was one time they had like a full week. So it wasn't as like... they're gone forever. See you in a few months.
Yeah. That is nice.
But
did you guys ride on the tour bus at all overnight?
No, I wish there would have been just to see what it was like. I know it would have been terrible because their beds were just like the size of a tiny, tiny, tiny skinny couch.
I mean, Zach was fine, right?
He said it was not great, but he was probably far better off than Keith and Eugene.
I walked in the tour bus and was like, Keith, is there a different bed that you're going to sleep in?
Is this it?
This is where you're sleeping? It was like the size of the table. It was not.
No.
It was petite. He's like, I'll curl up.
Yeah. He folded himself in half.
Yeah, he burritoed.
Yeah. Wow. But they would be in the tour bus all night and then wake up and like pull up the blackout curtains and just be in like broad daylight in a different city.
So disorienting.
But, like, I just don't understand how they slept in that, like moving back and forth on hills and highways. Yeah. Like, I just...
after doing a two-hour show, that's how. They were so tired.
Probably.
And you can't poop on the bus.
Right.
You had to tell the bus driver if you had to poop.
That was, there was a toilet, but it was a big no-no.
Yeah.
No poop. Wow.
It didn't have a septic.
How mortifying to be like, pull this whole bus over. I must go now.
I think all four of those boys tell everyone when they're going to poop. So, like, I think they're pretty used to it.
We get on location, and they're like, so we've... time for the bathroom? I'm like, yes, go now. Go now. Don't ask me later.
I have to poop.
Go poop now before we get rolling.
Yeah.
Tell me about the abroad shows. Were they different than seeing them here in the U.S.?
Yes.
Yeah, they're very scaled back.
Yeah.
Okay.
We couldn't bring a lot. It was all up to
us. You bring the Kiss turntable?
No. You would think that they would have their... all their equipment shipped on the plane. No, it was all four of the guys.
Oh, just and wheeling one suitcases?
Wheeling our suitcases on what their equipment. I remember
so
when
you
we were going.
Their roadies. You were their band-aids.
Yeah.
You're groupies.
We were groupies. And we each had, were responsible for one giant big rolly bag of their stuff. Yeah, with costumes, like the pizza costume came. But... I think they even had a switch in, like, the person who ran the switchboard. Mm-hmm. So, like, having a new person learn all the cues was also very difficult because I think the boys' show had over 1,000 cues.
Oh, my God.
Light cues, like, mic cues.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it was pretty difficult. So It wasn't as polished as any of the U.S. shows, okay. but they did a phenomenal job.
My favorite show was the Boston show because mm-hmm. I was with my best friend. I went and stayed with her. Originally, I told her I was going to stay for 2 days. Mm-hmm. And then I bought a plane ticket and texted her and was like, just kidding, I'm coming for 6. So we were sleeping in her bed, just nee. But hey, your friend lives on the coast. You don't get to see each other all the time.
No, you don't. You gotta snuggle.
But I was really excited that I got to go with her and like have that mm-hmm. sort of joint experience because she also does the labels for Keith's. She's a graphic designer. So she does the burger sauce and the chicken sauce. Yeah, and she did all of our wedding graphics. Mm-hmm. So I like that show because I got to like share that moment with her. Mm-hmm. And then it was also the show where Keith broke the chandelier.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Math. That's right. Yeah.
What so one scary tell yeah. people might not know this story, and it's not really in the doc because it wasn't super captured.
So it was on one of the podcasts because I remember it was like the clickbaity title was like Keith's $2,000 mistake. Yeah. Yeah, something like
Listen,
that.
Listen, sometimes clickbait yeah. helps.
But one of the things that changed from the first show to when we finally saw it in Boston was in the beginning, Keith invited someone up to Keith's section on the show was about food. So he invited someone up to eat. I think it was like to eat fried chicken with him or eat. One of them was eat a taste gross test.
It was eat a gross thing because yeah. in the LA show, which I went to, it was like a pig's tongue or something
yeah.
to eat or a cow tongue. And they yeah. held it up and it looked just like a tongue.
Yeah.
It was really unappetizing.
So then he... I don't know how the decision came that he would share chicken with everyone in the audience, but he would whip it out, except for like one theater had a no throwing rule. I forget what theater it was, but Keith chucked fried chicken through the theater in Boston that we were at, and it knocked the bottom of a chandelier and one piece dangled off, but I don't think fell because we all immediately got scared that it was going to like drop on the people below or like a little piece.
Murder a bunch of people.
But it like clipped it, it pulled it out, and then it dangled there. Oh my and then God. Keith immediately went, everybody stop. It's like, everybody quiet. No more throwing. We're done.
And did people under the chandelier like move? Like
no,
run?
They just like looked up.
And they were like, oh.
Yeah.
Those people do not want to survive a chandelier fall.
No. And because you have to pay union workers to open the theater, to turn on the lights, to fix the chandelier, yeah. it ends up being like $2,000 to
Listen,
fix.
As long as no one died, he got a fine.
Yeah. But that was my favorite.
I think my favorite had to have been the New York show, just mm-hmm. because it was Zach's birthday. And it was mm-hmm. It was me meeting a big portion of Zach's family that I hadn't met before.
Hadn't
so
met
it was like all this overwhelming thing of watching his family members react to his show uh-huh. and like people from high school react to his show. And then also them coming up to me at the end of the show and be like, I've heard so much about you. Mm-hmm. And then it was like a little birthday celebration for him too. But just seeing him perform, like he loves performing and performing for his close friends and family was really special. And like his mom and dad were there and his dad like had a big task in booking all the shows and the venues. Mm-hmm. So just seeing that all come together was really special.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
So last year on his birthday, he performed in New York for all of his family. You were there. This year on his birthday, you got engaged. What you gonna do next year on his birthday?
I know.
The bar is getting very high.
I know. We still have to throw him like a mock bar mitzvah. I don't think next year's quite the year yet.
No, not
maybe,
yet.
But
maybe you get
he has plenty of time to become a man.
Yeah, second Bowie number two.
Oh my gosh.
Bowie Jr.
Bowie 2.0.
Oh my gosh.
Ziggy.
Oh, that'd be a good Ziggy Bowie, Ziggy Stardust. Yeah.
Name.
That would be really cute. But who knows what will happen next birthday. But we have lots of plans in the future.
Right. It's a virtual event, but that means people all over the globe can come. So come mm-hmm. with us December 18th.
Yes.
Be there.
Be there. It's tryguys.com/movie. And then the movie becomes available to purchase on December 19th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
So fun.
So you guys, it's mid-December.
Woo!
Let's talk holidays.
Holidays.
What you doing, what you not doing this year? What do you like to do around the holidays? Yeah. What do you have any holiday traditions here in the land where the seasons don't really change?
Well, you grew up with unchanging Christmases.
I know. Guys, this is really sad, and I hate admitting this, but I've never seen snowfall.
What?
Never seen snow?
Isn't that
sad?
I've seen snow on the ground. I've been to Big Bear. Okay. I've been to Mammoth. I've been places I've never witnessed.
Oh, yeah, New York.
I've been to New York. I've never witnessed snow falling. It's already on the ground.
Maggie, do you want to
so sad.
Come with us on our Christmas plans?
I would love
come,
that.
Come.
That is yet to be on my bucket list. I mean, there's some people that have never seen the ocean.
That's true. That's true.
You know?
That's true. If you're like super landlocked, that seems hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
But all right. That is like my never have I ever. I always win that one. Everyone's like, are you kidding?
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I've never seen it fall.
You've never seen snowfall.
I've never had a white Christmas.
It is magical. White Christmas is also magical.
It's cold.
I know.
But it's very
Christmas
cold.
Feels so good.
My first time in New York, I think, was with Zach. And I think it was only like 40 degrees, which is not cold for New York. Mm-mm. And I was just, we were at a football game the New York Giants were playing. And I was so cold.
Oh, football games are cold.
And Zach's sister and his parents, I was bundled like hat, double sweater, double everything. And they're all just like giggling at me. And Zach's like, don't make fun of her. This is the coldest Maggie's been in her life. In her entire life. So I'm overdue for some snow.
Sweet little California.
I know. My skin, it's so thin.
Yeah, mine too.
I need to like bulk up and...
No, yeah, it's fine.
One
we
day,
do
though.
Have to get you seeing falling snow at some point.
I know.
I'm going to bring a snow blower over to your house.
Making little angels.
I'm going to bring fake snow over outside your window.
Yes.
Go to your balcony.
Go to the Americana. You get that snow.
That's exactly what we were talking about. Christmas tradition. Zach and I will go every year to the Grove and watch the fake snow. Come out with bubbles. It's
we just
not quite
have to
the same.
Do our best here.
Yeah. When I worked at the sprinkles at the Americana during Christmas, it would snow like it was like every hour or something like that. But we had to close the windows because it's soap and we were selling cupcakes and it would get inside.
And you're like, no.
We'd be like, no, the snope's coming. The snope's coming.
Snope.
Snow.
Snow soap.
So sweet.
Yeah, it was funny.
What do you guys do around the holidays?
Well, we usually travel to see our family. So we rotate every other year going with Keith's family, who usually likes to travel. So we'll go to like Hilton Head. A couple years ago, we went to Nashville. And then when it's my family's turn, we just go to we go to Illinois. And we usually go in January because it's my grandma's a New Year's baby. So we like spending her birthday with her. But unfortunately... Not this year. So I don't know what we're going to do. We're probably going to be, like my family always went to the movies on Christmas.
That's so cute. I bet they're empty.
There's another thing we won't get to do because of quarantine.
No.
So
yeah, that's my Thanksgiving. We eat like a ton for lunch. We do Thanksgiving lunch and then we'll usually watch Disney, Pixar, whatever comes out that year. That's like our favorite thing. But for the holidays, usually it would just be depending on what I had off because... Four out of the six, which was like Thanksgiving, Black Friday, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. I'd have to work four of the six.
Wow.
So my family has always been super understanding and we would celebrate sometimes if I was working both Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, they would celebrate Christmas with me either the 26th or the 23rd.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so learning
cute.
To be like
so
super nice. Flexible has always been.
I mean,
prime.
Honestly, the days don't matter all. What matters is like you get together with your family.
Yeah.
Well, do any of you want to dress up as Santa for the girls? That can be our new tradition.
Yes, obviously. He has a Santa outfit.
Becky's ready to be an elf.
Yes.
Oh, come over.
Yeah, we can make the back house like a little Santa's workshop.
Oh, my God.
We'll do Christmas photos in there. Yes. I've always wanted to do Christmas photos with Keith, but he always tells me no.
Why?
No. I want to go sit on Santa's lap.
Oh, you want to like legit sit on Santa's
lap? I want to legit sit on Santa's lap.
Yep.
But Keith says no.
I made Bowie one year go sit in Santa's lap, and he did not What'd like you think? Santa. I went. I mean, I signed Bowie up to go to the mall, like to Century City, to go sit on Santa's lap. And his eyes in this, I have to. I'll send you the picture when we get home. But he was not down with
He was not down with Santa.
Funny. We went to the Americana to get me a new laptop when mine died last year around early December, and Santa was there. So we impromptu put the girls in Santa's lap. They didn't smile, but they weren't upset.
Yeah.
So.
That's the best.
They were babies.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't do it to them this year because June is anti-strangers.
Yeah.
And Poppy could do it. And I just don't think it's fair to make them sit on a stranger's lap. Aww. So no thank you.
No more Santa.
No. But you know what? After a little while, June warms up to Keith. Keith is in a Santa costume. There you go.
Running around our living room doing those laps. When she was chasing me, I was like, this is the cutest thing. I've officially peaked. June likes me.
June likes
me. My only goal is to get June Aunt to Becky like peak. Laugh and smile. Yes,
it takes when some she time. She's a slow to warm.
So
but
cute.
Then she warms up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you guys have any Christmas traditions or like dishes that you look forward to that you only eat during the holidays?
I like stuffing.
Ooh.
Dressing? I call it dressing.
Oh, I thought you were saying like a dressing that you put on it.
Oh, yeah. Stuffing.
The dressing, the fixins.
Yes. Oh. I'm obsessed with sweet potato casserole.
Do you put marshmallows on it?
I put marshmallows on it and I put pineapple in it.
You are the next perfect person.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Sweet potatoes, pineapple, and marshmallows.
Yeah, you
Those
mix it all on together.
Top? Those so are you all sweet, it. Mushy things.
Brown sugar. I think I put you some cinnamon there. And you like coat it, coconut oil, and then you cook it for a little bit. Then you put the marshmallows on top. So good. Rachel, I'm going to make you some. It's my favorite. I make it for Thanksgiving, and I also make it for Christmas. It's so
You know what
good.
I like? Mm. This is also sweet. Cinnamon rolls, yeasted cinnamon rolls that you make the day before, and you roll them out, and you fill them up with like apples and cloves, and roll them and slice them.
So good,
so good with like 100 cups of coffee.
Oh my god, so good! Anything peppermint lattes, peppermint mochas.
My so little good. LA trick, which won't make any sense to you, but I grew up with seasons, and I went to college in Vermont, and I lived in New York, so I've had
seasons.
No, it's very cold, Maggie.
A lot of snow.
It's
a lot
only
of
good
snow.
For like 3 or 4 days, and then you're like, no more of this brown slush on the ground, and your nose and inside your nose freezes, and you're like
Minus
eyelashes
my ears.
Get frozen.
Your ears get so cold. You do have to cover them.
You have to wear so many jackets.
Vermont was very cold. I didn't know what I was doing. I remember as a freshman there from Tennessee when the girl from Colorado, who's now one of my best friends in life, Audrey, came to me and she was like, we're going to go to the TJ Maxx and buy you some fleece pants. And then you have to learn to wear 2 pairs of pants. And I was like, okay, I need some help. I'm really cold.
Yep.
But my trick in LA is to start burning Christmas candles November 1st so that like our house smells like Christmas all the time. Cinnamon candles, like Fraser fir candles.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes. It must be fun on the holidays too to have babies because they get so excited.
The holidays
over
are made for
that.
Babies.
Yeah. We didn't get new babies in my family until like, I hope my cousin doesn't listen to this podcast. Because I'm like, how old is his baby? 6 years ago, we got babies in the family. And that, like, turned Christmas around. We were all like, yes! We got babies!
Giving adults presents is, like, this hard thing where you're like, okay, what do they need? What can I upgrade of what they have? What would delight them? Mm-hmm. But with kids, you're like, oh, here's this great big box and some markers, and they go nuts. Like, kids are full of such joy.
My baby cousin got this, like, Lego set that was, like, the Descendants, I think. And there was this, like, witch person. And so Keith is playing with her and showing her how to, like, put it together. And he sticks the head on something else, like the head of one of the dolls on a different body. And she was dying at how funny it was. So then she took, there was like a little steering wheel. She took the fake doll head, put it on the steering wheel and started like spinning it. And she was like, doing whatever Keith was doing. And I was like, this is so funny.
So
she was like,
funny.
I don't have a body.
It was oh my God.
So cute. But a lot of like compartments on those kid toys.
I mean, we haven't gotten there yet. They're basically still babies, but we will. Legos are intense.
Yeah. And they were hard. Like some of the parts, like We're like, oh, yeah, you're going to put this together. And then we opened it up and we're like, shit, I guess we're going to put this together. Because it was like a 3-page pamphlet about like what goes together. Like,
look at what we're doing today.
It was hard.
Yeah. Some of that Lego stuff is like really intricate. There was, yeah.
Do you guys have best practices for gift giving? Like, how do you do gifts in your family? What are some of the best gifts you've ever gotten? Do you have... Have you ever done like a year where you do $0 gifts or like sub $10 gifts?
No.
Those are hard from afar. But
I haven't done this in a couple years, but my favorite thing to do was do, and like for my high school group of friends, I would do like DIY gifts. So I would make like handmade soap. So I'd like buy stuff in bulk and I would like cut off pieces of it and then like wrap it in whatever. And I think I've done like a bath bomb before bath bombs were like super intricate. I like made my own little with like dried flowers.
Yeah, so sweet.
But handmade, like any excuse for me to do something with that's handmade is fun.
It's crafty.
But I can't think of like what would someone, I guess I could do it for like a group of like coworkers and stuff, but like doing my family, I feel like everyone in my family is like so personalized. I don't think I could get away with making them like a lip mask and be like, Merry Christmas, everyone.
There you go.
But for my parents, we usually just team up. Yeah. Do group gift. But what's one of the best gifts you've gotten, Beck? Can you think of anything on the top of that?
I don't know. Keith and I don't do like for very rarely, like maybe our first anniversary when he got me the Disneyland pass was one of the first like surprise gifts. We usually just like find something like Keith wants for our guest house, a arcade game, like a Miss Pac-Man that has a bunch of preloaded games on it.
Yeah.
So like
the boys, Miles is nodding.
Yeah. Miles is like, yeah, I'm going to come over.
Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah.
I'm coming over.
Yeah. So we usually do something that like we've talked about. Mm-hmm. Like I like Le Labo perfume. So usually at Christmas I get a Le Labo perfume and that's my gift.
That's so nice.
And then for my family, I kind of have it down to like formulas. Like my brother, I buy skincare, body care, like showering things.
Because
well, not that he likes it, it's that he needs it. So he's a paramedic for the fire department. So he stays at the firehouse. So he's
hot.
Not. Yeah. And, okay. No, just kidding. But he, like, he's a very, like, I would say, like, rugged, manly man, kind of like, but he's very sensitive and sweet. But he is not by himself, like skincare and like anything like that. So usually I'll take Christmas as the opportunity to be like, okay, here, I got you a face wash, a moisturizer, sunscreen, and body wash.
Let me write out how you use them.
Yeah. And I write a little note. Last year I did like a zero waste one and gave him all the stuff for that. And then my dad, I always get a gift card. Because he just, like, knows what he wants. Yeah. And whenever I get him something that's, like, whenever I get him something, like, I get him bath stuff because he's, like, Miles Nation and takes a lot of baths.
Here we go.
He already has so much of it. And he knows what he likes. So I just get him a gift card. And then my mom, with her, I'll usually ask her what she wants because she usually has something in mind. Like, she starts by saying, like, she'll be like, like the other day I called her and we were talking about what she wanted for Christmas. And she's like, I don't know what I want. I don't know what I want. And she always does this. She doesn't know what she wants. And then like 2 weeks later, she'll go, well, I was thinking about it. And then she'll come up with the thing that she wanted. And I'm like, I know she keeps things in the back of her head that she wants, but she doesn't want to ask for them.
So she can't say it right away. She can't be like, oh, I was thinking about this cookbook. She has to be like, well, since you brought it up, I started to wonder.
Yes, and it's very cute, but it's good because then I can always get her what she wants. I hate getting people gifts that they like don't use or don't like or something like that. So like if someone can just tell me what they want, that's my preference.
For Christmas, what I would like to get is for my parents to learn to tell me what they want.
Yeah.
that would be a Christmas gift to me.
We actually have a Christmas gift for you. It's a small one, but we bought it a little bit ago.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, how nice.
We'll update you guys on what it is.
When Keith plays Santa to the girls. Listen.
Maybe that's when we'll give it to you.
And when you're an elf.
Yeah.
How
the elf will deliver a
be?
Gift to you. It's a Can't small be. One. It's nothing big.
Okay.
Don't buy us a gift.
Okay.
Don't buy us anything.
I mean, I do love gifts. I think gifts are my love language. It's true. I love them. I love giving them. I love getting them. I love everything about gifts.
One of my favorite things about December is wearing Christmas socks. Zach and I have like pretty mean December. There was like 1 year that I tried to get him excited about. I think I had bought Bowie an advent calendar. This wasn't last year, but I think it was the year before. Trader Joe's had a dog advent calendar. So every day you would open it up and you'd give your dog a treat.
Wow.
Happy December. My favorite thing. And Zach was like, well, what about me? So I got him 12 pairs of socks. So I was giving him a pair of socks each day. And not everyone were super, super.
Do you pull them out like December 1st?
Do they
in storage?
Sometimes in the middle of July, I'll forget to do laundry and my coworker will just be like, are those Mr. and Mrs. Claus socks? I'm like, yes.
Yes, so cute.
But that's a fun, inexpensive way to get someone excited about the holidays. Just give them socks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? We love the Christmas decorations. Yeah. We're big fans of... one time Keith told my grandparents that he loved their tea towels because my grandma always like dresses her house to the nines for Christmas. Like on top, she has all of the like sculpture houses. Like she has the like Santa towns and she'll always have like fun candy out. And then all of her placemats and dish rags change. Mm-hmm. Keith told her how much he liked it once. And that was probably like 1 or 2 years into dating. Since then, we've gotten, so she gave us all of her old ones, all of the placemats. And then every year for like a different thing, she'll give us more like tea towels and dish rags that are like holiday and seasonal.
That's so cute.
And we have like some snowmen that she gave us and some turkeys that she gave us. So we like doing the little decorative things around the house. Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah. And then my parents this year, as a very, I thought it was a really cute early Christmas present after Thanksgiving, after Halloween, they Venmo'd us and said to buy holiday decorations because we just bought a new house. Yeah.
That's cute. I had said
to them before that we weren't going to decorate the house because we're, you know, buying furniture.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so like buying like decorations didn't seem like the most important thing to me. So they were like, we're sending you a package. Don't open it till Christmas, but we want you to take this money and buy all the Halloween stuff that goes on sale, all the Thanksgiving stuff that goes
on
sale, and buy your
cute
Christmas tree.
And now you have the space to actually hold on to them.
To like store that stuff.
I know. And we have our little fur boy, our little Alfred. Mm-hmm. So we'll decorate. We'll get Alfred a stocking and it'll be fun to get Alfred presents.
Yeah.
Yes, that will be cute.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it 1 year when Clementine, our dog, picked out which present was hers from under the tree, unwrapped only that one, and got to it. And I was like,
good girl.
My dog is a genius. And then Watson reminded me that I bought that present at the pet store, and it must smell like dogs and pets and treats. Because, you know, they like groom dogs at the pet store, and there's a doggy daycare. He was like, because it wasn't like a rawhide or anything. It was like a stuffed toy. He was like, it smells like the pet place. And I was like, oh, right. Okay, not a genius, but pretty smart.
Yeah.
So cute.
Do you get anything for Bobo?
I'm trying to expand his ugly sweater collection as of mine. Oh, I'm trying to find him like a really, like I went to an outdoor flea market last weekend and I was on the hunt. I'm looking for one for myself and one for him. Ideally, if we could match, that'd be great.
A dog sweater or a human sweater you put on him?
A dog sweater, preferably, just because he has like not human-like proportions.
Right.
Target has matching puffers.
I know. They have puffers now. Bowie and I had matching pajamas. So this year we will have matching something else.
Yes.
Other than that, he'll like get a toy here or there, but nothing too crazy.
He does get his little stocking.
Yeah,
we like giving Clem toys wrapped because she really enjoys unwrapping presents. She like holds it down with her paws and rips up. She like is good at it. I just wrap them in wrapping paper, no box, and she can unwrap them.
I gave Bowie cardboard once and now he thinks it's his job. He'll like try and steal like cardboard from things that don't even belong to him and he'll just shred them. And I'm like, excuse me,
that was a one-time deal.
Yeah.
Well, you should get Bowie socks because he loves socks so much.
He does love socks.
He's a sock thief.
Sock thief. Yeah. We did give him socks once and it was like, maybe if we give him socks, like it wouldn't be that like high value.
Mm-hmm. You got to wear him first. He's like a little freak. He likes the ones that you sweat
used.
He likes the, you know.
No, he doesn't discriminate. He likes the fresh ones too. He doesn't care. I think it's just like
socks.
He likes
flicking it around and shaking it about.
We always watch Harry Potter. We marathon it.
We watch Harry Potter too.
Yeah.
Though we don't marathon. We start now and we just truck on through.
We start in like December and we'll do like a movie every couple days. But then on actual Christmas, we like 24 hours of a Christmas Story. I don't know if TNT still does it or TBS, whichever one it was. And then The Santa Claus, Home Alone, The Holiday.
Do you do a movie marathon on Christmas Day?
I'm trying to think what we did. No, because we're usually with our families. Okay. But my mom loves the Christmas movies, so we'll watch them all the time. Okay. And Elizabethtown for some reason. I don't know why she puts that in our Christmas movie list, but
it is.
She likes to watch Elizabethtown.
I don't know that I've ever seen that.
I mean, you could watch.
We should have like a cookie exchange with the Try Guys.
That'd be great.
Except for the Try Guys don't make the cookies. We make the cookies.
Yeah, we'll have to make it with a recipe.
But you can make like three different ones
and we can all like switch.
So you
can all
cookie swap. We can do a cookie swap.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
What cookies? What I do?
No, what are you doing for Christmas?
Oh. For Christmas, depending on work and stuff, I'll probably just sit outside with my family. Yeah. Just because they're local. As long as like everything's okay, preferably outside.
Do you guys cook a lot for Christmas?
Oh, or what we do.
Yeah.
We usually will do a lot of fish for Christmas.
Really?
And we'll do like half.
California.
We'll do half. That's so cute. We'll make, and then my mom will get tamales from one of our really close friends, makes homemade tamales. And then, kind of like all over the place.
And then your sweet potato casserole.
Sweet potato casserole. We got to make.
I have to tell you, the first time I went to Illinois to meet my in-laws, I'm vegetarian, and they were having, it was holidays, and they were having, like, a lot of meat stuff. Portillo's?
Is that a thing? Yes, baby. You can get that here in Anaheim.
We took a
party bus on Valentine's Day.
It's not my wheelhouse. The vegetarians over here. And these people, who I love, who might listen, but these people were like, don't worry, Rach. We're going to have these like meat things, but grandma is bringing a really big salad. It's so good. You'll love it.
I was like,
cool, cool, cool. That sounds perfect. Thanks, guys. Because I'm easy. If I have coffee and I have wine, then I'm like, everything else is gravy. And grandma shows up and she unveils this salad. And I kid you not, it's Jell-O, crushed pretzels, and whipped cream.
Whoa.
And I was like,
I think I've seen that before.
In what world? Yeah.
And
is
were there
this
like little
salad?
Maraschino cherries in it?
Yeah, like all sorts of fruit and stuff.
What is it called?
There's a name for it. I think it's just called like a Jell-O salad.
But
it could be called
salad?
Something different. I don't know. There are
salad
other weird
misleading.
Things that they call salad.
They didn't
too.
Say the word Jell-O. They said
the
word salad.
I get the cream. I get the Jell-O. I get the cherries. Pretzels?
Pretzels.
Pretzels.
Where did they come from?
They got crushed up and put on the salad, Mags.
At least you can get a tuna noodle casserole.
That's a thing?
That's a heavy Midwestern.
Ooh. I don't eat tuna, but so that would not
then it would just be
over.
A mushroom casserole because it's just cream of mushroom soup, egg noodles, tuna, and then you crush up Lay's potato chips and put it on top and you bake it in the oven. I made it for Keith once because every once in a while I'll get like a deep craving for these like really bad things that I ate in Illinois, and I'm like, I just need tuna noodle casserole, and I made a huge thing. I scooped out a bowl for Keith, scooped out a bowl for me. I had like two bites and was like, I think I'm all done with this. They're peas. There's peas in it.
Oh.
Peas too, yeah. So it's a little healthy.
Lays.
There's greens in it. But I think I tuna noodled out.
You got peas.
Tuna
peas,
noodled
greens,
out.
Tomatoes.
Yeah. Yeah, no thanks. Mm-mm. I couldn't. It reminds me of your casserole. Sorry to insult it.
But what? She's like, you cannot compare my sweet potato casserole. Rach,
it's
I'm going to show
it's
up.
Covered in marshmallows.
I'm going to show up tomorrow.
We're
going to
do
like
a cookie exchange, and Maggie's going to hand me a
it's
casserole.
It's so good.
If you make it's it, I'll so eat good. It.
Like the marshmallows are perfectly browned with some brown sugar and sweet potatoes and some pineapples. It's so good.
Okay.
You got to give it a shot.
I'll come in with an open heart.
Yeah. I'll come in with an open heart for whoever wants to give me that Jell-O salad.
Oh, no, I'm not making that. I'll make you like gingerbread cookies.
Yeah. I like, we call them stuffin' muffins. So I make stuffing in muffin tins.
Oh, ooh,
so you have individual.
Stuffing is the best part of the holidays.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I don't like stuffing.
I thought it was stuffing.
I don't like it.
Stuffing's so good. Maybe you haven't had good stuffing. It's who makes stuffing in your house? And do they make it from a box? It's a different person
every. I don't know, but I've tried every year. I'm like, everyone loves stuffing. Let me try some stuffing.
What don't I don't you really like it. That's okay. You can not like things.
It's like a savory bread pudding, kind of.
I think it's like bread.
I don't know. I don't know what I like. Don't
you like
about
the sweets?
It. I love mashed potatoes. That's like my comfort food.
Mm. Have you ever tried to dip your stuffing in your mashed potatoes?
No.
That's why she doesn't. That you gotta dip it.
Yeah.
You gotta dips. Yeah. Or get a little bit of
maybe
that
it's
turkey
that, like,
fat.
Flavor profile. Like I don't like gravy, and I don't like stuffing.
Oh, I don't like gravy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But I like stuffing.
I like
but
gravy
gravy's
only
usually
on
made
stuffing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got so it. I don't partake.
Well, guys, that's going to wrap it up. We're actually going to go dark for 2 weeks to give everyone a little like holiday reset time.
Yep.
You know, people are spending it with their close family and friends. So
listen, everyone here is just spending it with June and Poppy in my books. So.
That's true. That's true. But make sure you watch the documentary this weekend.
Yes.
We're very excited to watch it with you guys. And definitely tag us in your pictures. Mm-hmm. We'll come up with a cute hashtag. On like maybe we'll share it on our Instagrams.
Yeah. Dress up on your sofa.
Yes. Dress up on your sofa. Go to the nines. Or go in your PJs. Whatever you want. But, if you want to get cute with us, you can.
Yeah. You can get cute with us, an alternative podcast.
Yes, you can get cute with us. But yeah, we'll be back on January 5th with another new episode. But until then, guys, enjoy your holiday season, however you choose to celebrate it in whatever way you can. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
Thank you so much for listening all throughout this year, guys. We're gonna miss you, but we'll be back soon.
Yeah.
Happy end of 2020, y'all.
Yeah.
Yay. We'll see you in January. We'll see you in 2021.
Yay.
When we're all flying in space cars and
still wearing our masks.
Still wearing our masks.
Yeah.
But we'll see you guys next time.
Yay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.